Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Humphreys. He's the CEO with the WFCA. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kemp?
Good to be with you. I'm doing well. So you've been in this position as the head of the WFCA for about 6 months, and we're talking to you now at FloorTech. You were the MC for this breakfast that just happened with Vern Yip. This looks like it's a little bit outside the scope of your normal activities. What do you have to gain by being here with the AFA and FloorTech?
I think there's several things, one of which is visibility. One of the first things I heard when I took on this role and what I've heard over the last 5 months is, who is WFCA? The more visible we are, then the more we have the opportunity to share our message that we're out there to have an impact on the industry through our retailers, through all of our members, and this was a good opportunity to do that. The other thing was, I've been a little frustrated to look at how many really good associations there are out there, but how little work together is done. And so when I met Wanda, and I respected her immediately, I look at what she's done over the last 20 years. She's an amazing lady. She's tireless. And when you see this show, you understand that that's a show that it might take a team to do typically. She's put together by herself. I wanted to support her, and we've formed a very good relationship. We'll continue to do things going forward, as I will with members of a lot of the associations, Michael Martin with the NWFA, Dean Thompson with the Resilient Floor Covering Institute. I'm going out to speak at their meeting next month. I'm just doing everything I can to bridge the gap, and I know a lot of them have the same motive that I do. There's a lot we can accomplish together. We just got to find out where our common ground is.
Mm-hmm. 6 months in this role, and you start thinking about the purpose for the WFCA. What's your overriding purpose with them?
We're going to be relevant. I mean, the biggest thing that I've noticed is what I heard from Shaw as I left. They said, listen, we're not sure what you're going to do. We're not sure what you can do, but good luck to you. And I thought, you know, that's exactly what I need. I need the opportunity to go out there and have an impact. I was joking this morning as I introduced Vern for his presentation, but when I tell myself the answer to why I'm doing this, I sound like Miss America when she's asked that question, what would you do? And she says, world peace. I do this because this is an industry that has had an amazing impact on my life, and it's an opportunity to give back. But if we're all swimming a different direction, then we're not going to accomplish what we want to accomplish. And so one of the first things I want to do is get with all these great people like Warner Braun at CRI and Michael Martin and Dean Thompson and so many others, and simply say, what do we have that's common ground that can have a positive impact on this industry? And let's get to doing it.
Mm-hmm. And who is your target? I mean, who is it you're trying to help?
Well, we obviously want to help the retailer. That's the major part of our membership. But we've got a lot of membership. We have manufacturers, distributors, cleaners, inspectors. And by the way, I've had meetings and luncheons with all of those different groups talking about how we can have a major impact on their business going forward. There's no doubt when I'm able to share our forward direction, and I want to sit down and meet with our board on that at the beginning of October, but it's a change in direction, but it's really a more rifle approach to our direction. And instead of throwing everything out there and hoping the right stuff sticks, we want to make sure that we have a focused effort that will impact everybody. And that's one of the things I'm excited, I'd love to share with you right now, as we've already talked about. But more than anything, I want my board to understand the value that they are to these volunteers that commit their time to us. I want them to know first and to make sure that they're on board with it before we go any further.
You know, I did an interview with Santo Tresivia a couple of weeks ago when we were running through the U.S. Census numbers on the number of independent retailers, and through this recession, that number has gone from 14,000 to under 12,000. What do you think's holding the retailer back? What can they do to get better?
I think we're stuck in the rut. By the way, that was a very good interview. I heard that, and the title itself kind of inspired me to look and see, because that's a challenge we talk about everywhere I go. All the associations exist to make this industry strong. I think that we are still trying to do things the way we've always done them and expecting a different result. We're not relying a lot on each other. We tend to live on our own islands and silos. I think that we've got to be more aggressive, and be, especially right now that the economy is starting to give us a window of reprieve. We got to go out there, and this is the time to be aggressive. You've heard me say, and I say it in almost every interview, more businesses fail in the uptick than they do in the downturn. We've got to be prepared for success. This is the time to take some risks, to do things differently, to find unique ways to reach the consumer and to get them into your store. And the tools are out there, whether through WFCA, which we have a plethora of tools, but you've got them through the buying groups, you've got them through the manufacturing groups, whether it's carpet, resilient, hardwood, laminate, there are tools out there. Simply tap into those tools. Make sure your people are the best people. If you look at what the big boxes do, they get a lot of business by accident. But what they don't do is spend a lot of time training their people to be successful, to be the people to meet the need of the end consumer. What a great way to differentiate yourself. I would simply sit down if I were a retailer and say, what are the things that I can do that they do not? Because there's no doubt when you look at that demise of that independent retail that you're just talking about, on the plus side of that is what the big boxes have gained.
Well, I think Wanda, I got to give her a lot of credit. You started out praising her initially, but this speech that was given today by Vern Yip is part of the solution. You know, when you start talking to retailers and you start thinking about what the consumer is actually looking for when she goes into the store, and then Wanda has this show today and has Vern Yip talking about design and fashion. So I think that's the key, don't you?
I do. And one of the things I noted is typically if we talk about designers in this industry, we think that's just somebody who had a good eye for it. They suddenly walked into a room and they figured out that paint on the wall goes with that sofa or goes with that window covering. You look at Vern Yip, and here's a guy who is educated. I mean, he has a Bachelor of Arts in Economics. He has a Bachelor of Science in Chemistry, both of those from the University of Virginia. Then he goes on back to Georgia Tech after he decides, you know what, I've got a heart for design. He goes back and he gets an MBA, as he said, just so his mom would know he had something to fall back on. And then he gets a Master's of Architecture. And, you know, through a series of breaks that he takes advantage of, he becomes one of the most prominent, at least well-known, interior designers in the United States and maybe in the world. But he saw the opportunity, he took advantage of the opportunity, and now he uses it as a positive platform, not just to continue to have a positive impact on design, but also if you look at all the philanthropy he's involved in, just a good guy.
What are we going to see next from the WFCA?
We got a lot coming up, and after that board meeting, which takes place on October 4th, I'd love to sit back down with you and share you some of our forward direction. Obviously, right now, a lot of our focus is on surfaces and what we have to present at surfaces, probably the primary focus. We're looking at some additional benefits. We're looking at making sure that we have the right benefits in place. We're reevaluating some of the things that we are doing to see if that's time well spent. We're looking at our staff to make sure that we have the right staff in place, and you know, we're also looking to see how can we reach further. How can we have greater reach through our affiliates, but also in our own internal group?
Well, this is interesting news that we've heard about Surfaces having an Eastern show. So you have any comment on that?
Well, obviously, we have a very close relationship with Handley Wood, and that's after their purchase of Surfaces from us. We have a very good contractual agreement with them, and we look forward to doing anything we can to reach more independent retailers, professional retailers, commercial, residential, so that they can do what they do and do it well. There are a lot of tools out there, as I've already said. We want to be reaching as many as we can. Handley Wood is a very good avenue for us to reach out, and I think the intent and our hope is that they're going to reach some people in the East that don't go all the way to Las Vegas so that our reach is a lot stronger and deeper than it is today.
Yeah, my only concern is that they take a little bit of the horsepower out of the show in Vegas and subjugate it, but we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
Yeah, that's always the risk. I mean, I'm sure they've evaluated that. We've had some discussions on it, but they felt like this is something they need to do, and we're going to support it.
All right. Well, it's great to talk to you, Scott, again, but talking to Scott Humphrey on the opening day of the FloorTech show in Dalton. Scott's the CEO of the WFCA, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.